It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kelly Ripa revealed what she really thinks of the Bachelor franchise on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and the franchise's host and the creator had words for her. On her show, Kelly Ripa said, "You know how I feel about this show? It disgusts me. I can't stand the idea of 25 exceptional women fighting over one ordinary fella, in my opinion. You know how I feel, ladies. We are too special to be arguing over a guy. Having said that, all you women watch that gross, gross show." Well, Bachelor host Chris Harrison got wind of the story and responded to her comment with a tweet saying, "Look out, hashtag Bachelor Nation. Kelly Ripa is coming for you and your disgusting Monday night habit." Show creator and producer Mike Fleiss also had words for Kelly Ripa and tweeted, "Easy, Kelly, the Bachelor franchise pays your salary." Because ABC is where Live with Kelly and Ryan airs, and The Bachelor is has a home there, too.
Is she wrong, though? I know the bills are paid there, but, I mean, really, if you think about it, like, all the people going after one person.
But
the whole process
of
making out and kissing, does she not have a point?
Well, her saying, like, "I think it's gross, 25 women fighting over one guy." Well,
I mean,
there's also 25 guys fighting over one woman with The Bachelor.
Is the whole concept gross, then? Like,
right.
I'm trying to see what she's saying.
She didn't say anything about there being a bachelorette, so it just seems a little bit, like, one-sided to me.
I mean, let's be real. The Bachelor and Bachelorette are not to find love. People can go on there. They can become social media influencers. They can start their own podcast, and they can basically make, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars just off of their Instagram posts. That's all that the Bachelor
is. You don't think it puts off a bad image,
anymore,
though, to a lot of people that watch it, like younger people? Like,
no, I definitely think it is. I don't think
it's that deep.
I'm trying to see where Kelly's coming from.
No, I don't think she's coming from any. I think it's just stupid.
I think it is kind of, like, stupid. Girls just, like, making out with a guy and just kind of having this fake relationship with this guy or whatever.
I wouldn't be so against it, but
just to get, like, clout, just to, like, raise your social media, just to get, like, a podcast.
Lil, I wouldn't be so against this, but, like, this never happened when I was single. So, I mean, I'm going to poo-poo it.
The Jonas Brothers have revealed that Bebe Rexha and Jordan McGraw will join them on the Happiness Begins tour. After the initial announcement of their tour, the band has added 23 more dates, with Bebe Rexha and Jordan McGraw joining for the second leg of the tour that kicks off October 28th. Tickets for the new dates go on sale on May 18th. And rumors are swirling that actress Lupita Nyong'o and singer Janelle Monáe are reportedly an item after they were spotted all over each other at the Met Gala. The two have been friends for years, and Janelle came out as pansexual last year. Lupita hasn't said much about her personal life, so I don't think anyone knew what her sexual orientation was. Khloe Kardashian says it effing sucks and is really raw when she was asked about how she keeps things civil with her cheating baby daddy Tristan Thompson. She says she tries to protect her baby True from negative energy and said that True is like 1 month old, so she technically isn't supposed to know what's going on, but she thinks she really does know what's going on. She said, "I just do everything in my power to not put any sort of heavy energy around her."
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.